You'll read with us this morning. I'm going to read some out of the book of Joshua, first chapter. First chapter of the book of Joshua. We're going to start with the first verse. It says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan, to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, spake Joshua, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest, and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord have given your brethren rest, as he hath given you. And they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return unto the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side Jordan toward the sunrising. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commanded us we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doeth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words, in all that thou commandest him, he shall put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter of the book of Joshua. Knowing this is very familiar this morning, and a couple of times, probably recently, we've preached out of this chapter, but nonetheless, we've got a little thought this morning. You just pray for us for just a little bit. There's some good things in that of this chapter, and there's some things that the Lord had already spoken to the children of Israel, and he had already given them the land over there, as you well know. But Joshua, it fell Joshua's lot. So he'd come down to that across in Jordan. Moses wasn't going to be able to go, already died at that of Mount Nebo, and God still was going to honor that of his blessing. He had told them back when they was in Egypt, my friend, that they'd go over and possess that of the land of Canaan. They found themselves 3 days' journey on the march, and they found themselves a-wanting. They had already, in their hearts and in their minds, had already forsaken that of the Lord. And they said, well, you brought us out here in this wilderness to die. And the Bible says that they wandered in that wilderness for 40 years. And at the end of the 40 years, those that come out of the wilderness, my friend, that was above 20-year-old, was only two. And that was Joshua and Caleb, according to what the scripture teaches. And Joshua, brethren, was going to take that of the children of Israel, and he was going to cross over Jordan into the land that flowed with milk and honey. That's what it said, what the book said. Brethren, they is going to a better place. Now, I want you to think for just a little bit tonight. I don't know altogether. I really don't know altogether which way this is going to go. This is what I've got. So you just bear with us. He said, you're but 3 days. He said, and we're fixing to cross over Jordan. He told them to pass through the land and through the people, and said, tell them to prepare themselves victuals, for we're leaving in 3 days, crossing over. Now, I don't know today. I just got a little bit seemingly upon us, but we're going into revival. It starts when me and you get ready. I thought a lot of times we have a starting time, and Oh, such is that, but brethren, the revival comes from the church. It comes from the church. It comes through the church. It most certainly does. All I'm going to tell you this morning, my friend, is to prepare. Prepare yourself. Brethren, I believe there can be some gleaning, my friend, of fruit. I really do. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know what people was expecting when they come into the land, my friend, that flowed with milk and honey. But brethren, Joshua was preparing them, my friend, to go to war. Yes, he was. You say, preacher, I didn't expect that. My friend, they didn't expect that. Bible says that it teaches us, my friend, that they went in and possessed a land, my friend, that they inherited. Inherited. Folks, they lived in houses that they did not build. They eat of the food and the fruit that they did not sow. God blessed them. Brethren, but they had war on their hands. Think about it. Think about it. You say, preacher, he said he gave them that land. He did. First thing they had to do, my friend, was go up a great walled city by the name of Jericho. Wouldn't it? Jericho. My friend, and y'all know the scripture. I ain't going to get into all that. But I want you to know you better be prepared, brethren, for battle this week. You know, they some folks already defeated. They some folks got in their mind they're not able to come. They can't make it work, my friend, where they can be here. My friend, you're defeated and you're not much of a warrior. Think about it. Think about it. My friend, it takes, do you know what it takes for folks, my friend, to really know the victory? That means you have to put up a fight. That means you have to battle. Folks, I got things going on. Preacher, I just can't be there. Get your sword out. I ain't talking about the natural one. I know this might not be a shouting message. It might not be a message you want to hear prior to revival, but it's what I've got. Brethren, they's going up against Jericho, a great walled city. You know what the Lord told them when they went up against Jericho? He said, you march. You march. He didn't tell them to drag out their weapons. He said, I want them ram's horns blowing. Yes, sir. And he said, I want you marching. And he said, I do not want you speaking a word. Didn't sound much like a battle, did it? Brethren, when Jericho found out the children of Israel was coming, my friend, they locked up shop. Listen! Preacher, I've got my weapon out and I'm ready to fight. Put it up. Think about it. Put it up. My friend, let God get a hold of you. Let God fight the battle. They had warriors. You know what? Joshua said unto the Reubenites and some of the others there, he said, your wives and your children can stay over here, for Moses promised to give you this land. He said, but you're going. All you valiant warriors, you're going with us until your brethren have found rest. He said, you're going to fight, in other words. Do you know Caleb was one of them? Caleb also come to Joshua. You go on and read it over in another chapter or two, and you'll find that Caleb come to Joshua, and he said, now Joshua, he said, you know Moses, give me this land. The Lord and Moses, give me this land over here. And Joshua told Caleb, Joshua, the only person he had that was the same age as him, brethren, was Caleb. Yes, sir. He said, Caleb, he said, you can inherit that land. He said, but you're going over and help me drive out the enemy. Woo! Woo! Folks, I want you to know we need your help. You hear me? We need your help. We can't fight the fight alone. There ain't a one of you sitting here, brethren, that can win the battle on your own. Brethren, we need each other. Joshua knowed how to lead the children. Joshua was satisfied when God said he'd be with him. He said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. Brethren, he is satisfied. I believe that. I believe he felt the presence of God with him. I believe, my friend, sitting here this morning, brethren, that we've all got a desire, brethren, to overcome the rudiments of this world. Yes, we do. You may think, why, preacher, we ain't got no battle to fight. I want you to know you got a greater one than Jericho. Amen. Folks, I want you to know the rudiments of this world is closing in. Brethren, we, my friend, need to take courage in knowing that God's with us. And brethren, we can overcome the enemy with God's help this morning. Yes, we can. We can overcome him. We can overcome him. You and I can overcome him. You can overcome him. But it takes the help of the Lord. I believe with all my heart, my friend, that if the children of Israel and Joshua at Joshua's command, if they'd have broke out the swords into fight, my friend, they'd have left there running as they did later. But they didn't have the swords and the staves. They didn't have, my friend, the war instruments. But you know what they had to do? They had to fight. They had to fight. Brethren, I've never got down and studied it. I don't know how long it took them to march around that city, but they marched around one time a day for 6 days. But on the seventh day, they marched seven times. Seven times. Preacher, why should all that make a difference? Because that's what God said do. That's what the Lord spoke unto Joshua, and that's what he gave them and charged them. My friend, with the city of Jericho. Now I want you to know the city of Jericho was trembling. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? All they heard was the sound of the ram's horns and the sounds of the marching of the feet. That's all they heard. Huh? That's all they heard. They was trembling. Preacher, what makes you think so? Rahab said so. Rahab told the spies, said, "We've heard of thee. We've heard what you've done. Brethren, they is terrified of the children of Israel." Now it wasn't altogether, my friend, a great conflict with swords and staves or such as that. But brethren, it was a great victory for Israel. Do you know that? Great victory. Why, preacher? Because their whole city come tumbling down upon them. Yes, sir. When they marched the seventh day, and they marched the seventh time, he said, "Shout." I believe they shouted. Don't you? Shouted. And the city come tumbling down. I don't know your fight. I don't know your day-to-day, my friend, routine that you have to deal with. But I can promise you one thing. If you'd just set it aside for a few days, my friend, and fight the Christian fight, glory to God, we go have victory. But there's some preparation. There's some preparation. I said something in the beginning, my friend. The revival comes through you. It comes through the church. It does. Always. Always has. These people, my friend, that puts a lot of emphasis on revival meeting, and there's some people, my friend, that just sort of casually comes in. I want to try to charge you, my friend, to prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for battle. For battle. You say, "Preacher, we gonna be fighting?" We ain't gonna be fighting one another. But I'll promise you one thing. You prepare yourself for this revival and you see what battle you have. I'm not trying to discourage you. Joshua had the people, my friend, to a position they was fixing to go in, my friend, and went over, if you'll have it, Canaan. Possess. He let them possess it. But there's some fights. There's some battles. There's some things in that of Canaan that they had to do in order to possess it. And the first one was Jericho. Yes, it was. Prepare. Prepare. Are you prepared, brethren, to go the fight? Are you prepared? Do you want, my friend, the world to win? Do you want the rudiments of the world to overcome? My friend, it will not overcome unless we let down the gate. One writer said, "For us to stand in the gap that makes up the hedge round about." You know what a gap is? It's normally a small area. Small. Not large, but small. Preacher, I can't fill in much. Fill it in. You hear me? Fill it in. Preacher, I can't do much. Be here. Let's see what you can do. You'd be surprised. You would. You'd be surprised what the Lord would do through you if you just obeyed the Spirit. If you just obeyed. We sang a song that says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. It's not large. It's not big. It's not great. Brethren, the things that we have to do. But my friend, sometimes it's just that little obedience. Just that small obedience that me and you have to do. That me and you have to put forth an effort. And I'm going to tell you something. You have to put forth an effort. Have to. You have to do something in preparation. Preparation. Prepare. I worked in a chemical company for years, and they were certain items, my friend, that we had to what we called premix. Premix. You have to understand, my friend, some of the chemistry about all this. You couldn't get some of these batches. You couldn't get them over 90 degrees. Preacher, how'd y'all do that in the summertime? We prepared. We prepared. Years on end, my friend, we struggled. Then the company figured out they was better off chilling some things. So you chill some of the ingredients before you put them in. And you start at a lower temperature. It helps. And there's some things that you prepare. There's some things, brethren, that you had to get 150 degrees for it to ever mix properly. And then you had to cool it down, my friend, to ever put it in the mix. So there's a lot of preparation. A lot of preparation. That thing get over 90 degrees, you could forget it. What do you mean, preacher? It'd be as hard as concrete. In a matter of minutes. Yes? So there had to be some preparation. Had to be some thinking forward. Is that not right? Think about it. Brethren, we're going into revival. Have you even thought about revival? Be sad, wouldn't it? Brother Stephen going to come preach to us throughout this week, Lord willing. And I'll promise you, he's thought about this revival. And I want to reiterate, folks, you know where the revival comes from? The Lord can bless Brother Stephen all week long, and me and you sit here like we've eaten sour grapes. Why would that be? We didn't prepare. Huh? No preparation. No looking forward to. Have any of you ever been on the ball team? You ever had a game that come up that, boy, we're looking forward to it. They didn't nobody have to tell you you was in the playoffs, did they? No. You was well aware. Well aware. Well, preacher, I just forgot about revival this week. Huh? Preacher, you ought not say that. I've had people tell me that. Yes, sir. Announce it for weeks on end. And they forgot about revival. Huh? Tells you how much preparation. You say, preacher, you're getting on to us. It's not a bit in this world. Folks, I don't know about you. I'd like to eat some of them grapes and some of them pomegranates. Woo! Wouldn't you? I would. Yes, sir. I don't mind telling you, Leroy. I'd like for the Lord to pass by and you get the Kate Hatfields this morning. Wouldn't you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know why I go certain places sometimes. We try to make sure that we eat at this place. If we ain't going to eat nowhere else, we want to eat right here. Huh? Do you know why I do that? I found it's pretty good eating. Huh?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Pretty good eating. Normally when I go there, I go hungry. Yes, sir. Now, I don't mind telling you, most of the time, I eat too much. But I don't eat there all the time. But when I'm in the area, I want to. Don't you? When I'm in revival meeting, I like to see the Lord moving. Don't you? Huh? I like to see there be a table spread. Yes, sir, and we can eat off of it. And we can, folks. We can eat this morning. You know that? We can. We're going right into revival. Yes, we are. With you or without you. I've learned a long time ago, my friend, you can't let people disappoint you. Huh? Because they will. You say, preacher, you ought not talk to us like that. It's a fact. It's a fact. Brethren, God wants to feed us. God wants to bless us. We've set aside a week, my friend, to go to revival meet. He wants to meet with us, thank God. Yes, he does. All he asked us, I'm just going to be honest with you. All he asked me and you, my friend, is to show up. He'll take care of the rest. You say, preacher, you done preached us about preparing. And here you all saying that we just need to show up. Well, it's a fact. You show up and see what's been prepared for you. They could be. They could be a storehouse. Amen. They could be blessings, my friend, unnamed. Unheard of. I've been in a few, hadn't you? I've been in a few. I sung that song the other day. Oh, there's been a few times. There's been a few times. And there has. They've been a few times that the Lord passed by my way. They've been a few times. Folks, but I'm going to tell you, it's got to do with preparation. Preparation. You can go over in the book of Amos, my friend, and you can read some words over there that ain't real pleasant. And Amos told them, he said, because the Lord said he'd do these things, O Israel, prepare to meet thy God. Prepare. Get ready. Prepare. I don't know your hearts this morning. I don't know what we all stand in need of. I quite frankly believe that God, my friend, will be with us. I do. I believe he will. I believe he's going to meet with us. I believe he's going to give us a good revival. I do. I'm looking for a good revival, ain't you? Why, preacher, we've looked before and we just didn't quite get it, my friend. Truth of it is, did you quit looking? If it didn't come today, my friend, I'm looking for it tonight. Didn't come tonight, Lord willing, I'll look tomorrow night. Won't you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's a reason, my friend, that God said He'd meet with us, folks. He promised the children of Israel, brethren, that land of Canaan that flowed with milk and honey. And brethren, He give it to them. Just go read about it today. But they did have to fight. Did they not? They did have to fight. I believe I'd be faithful in saying this morning that God has blessed me more than I'm worth. He has. Preacher, God done everything you wanted Him to. Not so. Not so. Not everything. But I can tell you this. You know what the Lord owes me this morning? Zero. He don't owe me a thing. Truth of it is, He don't owe you anything either. Preacher, that don't make me feel too good. Why not? Ain't you a child of the King? Ain't you one of His? Ain't you one of His, my friend, that He speaks to you? And He lets you, and sometimes He just comes in a still small voice. In a still small way. And lets you know that you're one of His. That you're one of His. Prepare. Prepare. There's preparation to be made. There is. There's preparation. It takes preparation, folks. It takes something from me and you. It does. It takes something from me and you. Need to think, my friend, that we're just lollygag in and out and Lord just bless you all over. It ain't going to happen. But if you'll come in prepared, you'll come in, my friend, with the attitude that I'm going to be a part of this service. I'll promise you, the Lord will pass by. Preacher, you can't promise that. Yes, I can. I'll promise you the Lord will pass by. He might not overwhelm you. He might not get you all out of sorts. But I'll promise you He'll let you know that I am here with you. Yes. I'm here with you. Preparation is some things that has to be prepared. Do you know that? Some things. Tell the people. Go through the people and tell them all to prepare their victuals. For in 3 days we're going to pass over this Jordan into Canaan's land. You know what He was telling? He said, we're going forward. We're moving on. Yes, we are. I know, I told you, I didn't know how it might be this morning. I'll just be frank with you. But this going to be my part this morning. It's going to be my part is that you need to prepare. I need to prepare. We all need to prepare. We're going to ask Mike to get a verse of a song. I'm before he sings this morning, we're going to do something. We're going to all stand. Everybody stand. It's not any of us here this morning that don't need help. You may be standing by the one that will be your help. I'd like for you this morning to look over or look back or in front, whichever way it works out, to the one beside you and tell them you love them. And you're going to be praying for them. Now you can tell them whatever else you want to. Tell them you love them. And tell them you're going to be praying for them. I tell you, I'm glad to know that somebody prayed for me. Ain't you? I love you. And I'm going to be praying for you. Amen. Amen. Bless you, brother.
Love you, Heaven.
Amen. Bless you, Cody. Love you.
Appreciate you.
Thank God for you. Yeah. Bless you. Love you. I'm going to pray for you. Bless you.
I love you, Randy.
Love you, Steve.
Amen. Amen.